Seder this week, Hashashmini, is Lavan the Torah. It says, V'sheichem al-tifro v'bideichem m'sifreimu v'loysim musu. So Lav given to Kahanim that the V'sheichem al-tifro, they should not go with Gidl Sa, they should not let the hair grow long. V'bideichem m'sifreimu, they should not rip the begodim. The Pasuk is said after the Misa of Nodav Aviyu, and the Pasuk was said to Aaron and Ozav Isama, to the Kahanim, that were Avelim, that the Aaron's son was Nifta, sons were Nifta, and the Mosvi some their brothers were Nifta. And even though Avelim grow their hair long, Avelim are also with aspires, they're also to cut the hair, to take a haircut. And Avelim, Rice Kri, Rahman and Slan, they ripped the begodim. But the Kahanim were not allowed to do that. The Kahanim that were in the base of Mikdash, they were not allowed to grow their hair long or to rip the begodim. And the Rambam says, it's lav dafka on Avelim, it's really a lav on all Kahanim. And any kohen, even if he's not an oval, he has the lav. But the Torah is saying, even an oval, even if he's an oval, he also has the lav. He's not allowed to grow his hair long, he's not allowed to rip his begotten. The shear of growing the hair long was the shear of a sheikhim al tifro, of Gidl Sa. The Gemara in Tainus, David Zayin Meral, says that the shear is shleishim yeim. Let the hair grow the length of 30 days. How much hair grows in 30 days? So the Rambam says in Perek Aleph, Hilchos Pius Mikdash, Shalach Yid Aleph, Filfikach, Koyin, Ha'ovid, Megaleach, Mishleishimim, Mishleishimim. Therefore, the Kahanim that are Ovid in the base of Mikdash, they have to be Megaleach, take a haircut, cut the hair every 30 days. I think Pasha, what the Rambam means is, if they cut their hair completely, if they, what they call 000, they shave off all the hair, then they can wait 30 days and cut it again. But if a Kayan wants to, let's say, let his hair grow for 2 weeks, he'd be allowed to, then he would have to take a haircut every 2 weeks. In other words, a Kayan can always walk around with, let's say, even 3 weeks worth of hair and just take a haircut every week. Just don't let it reach the 30-day point. All right?
I thought that the spirit is the virtue shall. So
that's the kind. That's the kind goal out of special. That's a special hitter.
But that's what you see was considered. That's what you see. Maybe.
Well, the Rambam says that Meshashemirim. He can let it go for 30 days. He doesn't mean he started off with some hair lechayre. That doesn't mean if he started off with a certain length. That's a different din of us.
The hitter.
I don't know if that's the right set. It's a Gemara Sanhedrin. You're right. I'm not even sure that's the right set.
Whatever is considered.
Yeah, but
whatever is considered cutting your hair. Yeah. Whatever is considered the proper way to cut your hair.
Yeah, but we're just saying what the Rambam says, Meshashemirim, that you can waste 30 days to cut your hair is if you originally cut everything off. And our first of all, doesn't mean the payas. The Pasa Rosh is allowed. They get Pasa Rosh is more than what we call payas. It's the whole top, the whole side. The Pasa Rosh, of course, is not in Tzalocha. And L'chayr, the Pasa Rosh, you can grow as long as you want. You get a line of payas. You have as long as you want, L'chayr, Pasa Rosh. But the rest of the Rosh, the hair cannot be more than 30 days length. So the Rambam says, M'sheshmeyayim, I think he means if you cut off all the hair in Gansan, then you could wait 30 days. But if a Kohen wants to walk around with, let's say, a 3 week length of hair, he could go his whole life, go have a 3 week length of hair, just then make sure he takes a haircut every week. It never reaches the 30 day point. I think it's it's one that from Nazir, the Shia Gidl Sazan from Nazir. And what's the Shia of Kriyas Begodim? The Rambam says, Karu Begodim Keder Shekarin Al Mason. That's Rambam's Lashon. The Shia of Kriya is Keder Shekarin Al Mason. So the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Nun, Ois Gimel says the Shia is a Tefach. Because when you write on a person, Rachman Son writes his Kriya in a mess, the Shia is a Tefach. And the Minchas Chinuch says, even though the Reis and Kriya is only the Rabbanim, so how can we learn out from there the Shia of this is the Reis? He says that the Maisa, the Din the Rabbanim, comes from the Minika Olam, from Reis and Kriya, and the Shia of the Reis goes according to the Minika Olam. Whatever the minhag olam is to do on a mess, that's what the Kahanim also. So the shear is a tefach. The Rambam also says that the issa is lemaila, cutting the begodim on top, because that's the way the person writes kriya chmanas on a mess. He cuts the top of the beged. I shouldn't show myself. He cuts the top of the beged. But if he cuts the bottom of the beged, he rips the bottom of the beged, he's not able to slav. So in fact, the Rambam in Perches, Hilchos Klei Mikdash, Hilchos Klei Mikdash, says, stand that bigdi kahunam kuroim is possible. Any big kahuna which has a rip in it is possible. It's mashmeh anywhere there's a rip. That's the diyukim chaschanech. So it's just a gustir. Here the Rambam says the lab is only if you create lemaylok, the top of the beggar kederech kriyal mesim, not on the bottom. And the other Rambam says that any kriyal lechayer is possible.
So that's talking
Oh, we're going to get to B'shas Avayit in a second, but no, the Pasha, the Chilk is very, the Mechassan says very Pasha. He says the Lav is only Kederech Kriya on a mess, is only Lamayla. But the Psul Begodim is any Kriya. That's the difference. You're not even a Lav. But if the Kohen would have a cry anywhere, a rip anywhere the beggar.
The Lav is only when he's doing the Litzur HaMess or he's doing it for anything?
Anything. It goes on all Kohanim. It goes on what Esther Ram says. No, in Chayin, no one's Chaylik. The Pasuk is said by Moshe, by Aaron and Lazvi Sama, after Mises Nodav Aviyu. So the Chiddush is even the B'Shas Avein and Sasasa. But the Lav is for all Kohanim. So again, Mechas Chinuch says that the terrace to the two Ram, these two halachas in the Rambam is, that the krav malamayla will be the lav. If a kohen does, will be able to lav. But a krav anywhere will pass the beggar. He won't be able to slav of deichem wesefrei move, but he'll be pass the beggar. And if he has a beggar pasul, it'll be mechus v'gadim. Mechus v'gadim will be machal
habayda. Mechus v'gadim is even if it's a krav that there's no pasul. He has a slit.
Yeah. That's what you're saying. The
cover
for that is because the pasuk says a kohen with sefaris. Big Dekun after being a kovin l'svaras, and it's likuva. It's not a kovin l'svaras if it has a crown in it.
It's not
about some chusiv. Well, if it's possible, if it's possible, it becomes b'chusiv begotten. And then the mechassan has ma'ir that the lashon of the pasuk b'gdeichem moisefreimu is b'lashon neichachek, saying on the beged. Mashmi, even if you're not wearing the beged, it sounds like the lav is don't rip big dekun or big dechem, don't rip it. But the Mechas Chinuch says Pasha, that's not the din. He has rights to it. It's only while the kohen's malubish in it. While he's wearing the big dekun, that's what the lav is. If he rips it, it's right. The kederech kriya al mesim while he's wearing it. But if the kohen would go to one of the big dekun, there's something wrong with it. Not the right thing to do. It's hektish. He's mazik hektish. But if he rip a beged that he's not wearing, he's not able to slav. The Rambam Pegal Hilchsbis Mikdashach Yidal and then Halchat Hesvav, he brings down from the Sefra, you have to know how the Joshua works, but he says that if a Kohen is in the base of Mikdash, B'shas Avodah, even if he's not doing the Avodah, he's over the Slav and he gets Malkus, but he's not Chayv Mises Bezdin. Mises Bezdin is only B'shas Avodah. The Torah does say, Rashaych Matifero B'dechem Wesamusu V'loisamusu, it's Mashma that there's Mises Bezdin on this. So the Rambam brings down from the Sefra that there's a Chilik if it's B'shas Avodah. If it's not doing the avodah itself, it's only a lav and chayav malchus. It's not lav deraisa and chayav malchus. But the chiyav mises bezdin is only doing the avodah. But al kaponim, according to this is Rambam Shita, that there's a lav even not doing the avodah to go into the base of mikdash with long hair, to go into the base of mikdash with rib begadim. And then the Rambam says yearly, and if you do it whenever the Rambam says yearly, there's no malka for it. It's Rambam svar. The Rambam says that this lav is only if he goes in, it's only if he goes in a kohen who's roi for avayda, and he goes in during the time of avayda. That's when he's over the slav. Not that he's doing the avayda, but he goes in during the time of avayda.
So
what does that mean? So roi la avayda, the Mechas Chinuch wants to say is two things. First of all, if he's one of the psulei kuhuna. If a Baal Mum would go in with long hair, he can't do the Avodah anyway, he'll go in with a ripped beged, he would not be over the slav. And the Mechas Chinuch wants to say, if he goes in, Shalai Rochas Yidayim V'Raglayim, which is a big Chiddush. Yeah, L'chayr, it's not the Kohen Gadol has the Klai.
Who said maybe the lav is not only on Big Dekuna? You're allowed to go in without Big Dekuna? Kohen is like a Zohar, so he's not allowed to go in at all?
Yeah, I don't know.
It says
anywhere that the lav is on the big day kuna. I'm not sure.
It says big
day kuna. Pasha, big day kuna. I don't know. But the mechassas must say a chiddush that it has to be roi la avodah. If a kohen would go in and not be rechitz from the kia, to do avodah first you have to rechitz the sidayim reglayim from the kia. If you would go and lechayr, you could go in without being rechitz the sidayim reglayim from the kia. You only mechayr to rechitz the sidayim reglayim to do avodah. He's not roi la avodah. Was such a chiddush, so if he went in with long hair without zepelin the gazach. If he went into the base of mikdash and he went to the kiyah, did the right thing and was rechus tam reglayim, he'll be over the slab with the Gidl Sa and the
even if it's not Kirby. his mishma.
We're gonna get to that soon. But if he goes in and he doesn't do the kiyah, he's potter. He didn't do any. He wasn't a reference to Amram. He's not wearing avoda. And then the Ram also says it has to be b'shas avoda. If he goes in not b'shas avoda, then there's also no lav. So the Mechaschen tells him that. What does it mean shaloi b'shas avoda? So Mechaschen wants to say. So the Kesef Mishnah also tells him. The Kesef Mishnah says lav b'shas avoda means laila. Means at night. At night's not b'shas avoda. In fact, Mechaschen laying is also zman avoda. This is man. The first Mishnah brachas is man hektach lavim veivarim. Hektach lavim veivarim. They put the mum on the mizbeach. That was done even at night. And that was an avoda with a kohen. If a zav, if a Levi Yisrael would put the emurim on the mizbeach, he'd be chayav misa. It'd be an issa. It has to be dafka. Even mahapach b'tzinura, the Gemara says, even if he helps it burn, he's chayav zav. It's an avoda. So what does it mean, Laila? So the Menachos Chinuch wants to say a different shot. He wants to say that lav b'shas avoda means if the mizbeach is nifka. He can't think of any other teretz. There's no other time. It's not shas avoda. Only if the mizbeach was nifkam, the mizbeach was posel, so you can't. That's called. Which so you might think that's not shas avoda. I mean, it's not a zman din. It's a technical problem. But the Menachos Chinuch wants to say that that's the problem. That's what the Rama means. If he goes in when the mizbeach is nifkam, so there's no avoda that time. That's when he's not over. I was thinking to say maybe we'll shatak in the Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah said laila. I was thinking that maybe the teretz is. It's talking about if they were mak the old emurim that day.
Well, could be only an avodah that's ma'akiv. The Kruvis avodah was not ma'akiv.
No one says that. I mean, shas avodah means avodah that's ma'akiv. Yeah, but
it's different. Say yom.
Yeah, the Kesef Mishnah.
Yom, the laila is ma'akiv. Achrom avodah is ma'akiv. The Kruv is avodah bizarre.
Uh-huh. I mean, there's no avodah ma'akiv laila. I was thinking to say a different teretz. Maybe the Kesef Mishnah means laila is if to do a makti all the emurim, and there's no emurim to be makti. So now it's laila. You can't bring a new carbon. Right. You can't be makti in emurim because there's no emurim to be makti. So he goes in that time. That's the teretz. That's the
teretz. Between Tom Shabbat and Arban and laila, no? There's nothing happening.
Well,
you
could
look to
someone then. Yeah.
I think this is
what the Rambam means, and it's fine for the Mechaschen's kasha on the Kesef Mishnah. What does he mean, Lyle and the Sekhte Emurim? Teretz says they were already marked in the Emurim, so there's nothing to be marked in. There's no components to bring. That's Shas Avodah, and that's what the Rambam is saying. There's no love at that time. Right? It's not Shas Avodah. So again, this is the Rambam sheet that there's a lav at least, and there's a chiyav malchus even not during the avoda. If he goes in when he's roif avoda, and he goes in when he's and he goes in b'shas, it's roif avoda. There's a lav. The Ramban is chalak. The Ramban says that that's in Isidra Bonan. He says that maybe that's the way he knows the sefer. That's only in Isidra Bonan. The Ramban says the lav is only during the avoda. If a kohen does the avoda with gidul sa with here that's longer than 30 days. Well, he does avoda with kruah begodim. The Ramban said that's where there's a lot of the raisa, but not if he not stamak nisa going into the basement.
What?
A
misa also.
Yeah, then there'll be misa also. Right. The Ramban holds, but shaloibish when he's not doing avoda itself, there's no lav at all. And the raivid, it looks to me like it's a shugel steer.
He's allowed to dream outside of his.
I mean, certainly listen to the Shrivet, right? Listen to the Shrivet. There's a Shrivet, it seems to be a Shtukal Steer. There's a Shrivet, the way I'm looking at it, if you look at it inside, the Shrivet in Pergam, Pechasvius Mikdash, Och Tesvob, seems to say like the Ramban. you see his Lashon, he seems to say Beferish that he's Chonk on the Rambam, and he says that the Lav is like the Ramban. It's only doing Abayt, there's no Lav just to walk into the base of Mikdash. But there's another Shrivet in Alocha Yud where he seems to say a bigger Chiddush. He says that the lav is on all the kohanim in that mishma, and it's even chutz l'beis hamikdash. If it's his mishma, it's his
time,
and since he's ready to do the avodah, and it's his mishma, even chutz l'beis hamikdash, he has a lav to walk around with gidul sa or with kruah begodim. So it comes out in this pasuk we learned this week. V'sheich matifro v'deichem v'yisefreimu. There's three sheets mishenim according to Ramban. The lav in the Torah, the pasuk means shasa while he's doing avoda. He has a lav to go with gidul sa or begotten kruim during the avoda. According to the Rambam, the lav is even not while he's doing the avoda. As long as he's roif avoda and it's shasa avoda,
that's the misa.
No, according to Rambam, also misa is only doing avoda. But the Rambam holds the ikka pasuk, the ikka lav, and the ikka malchus is even even when he's not doing Avaida, just to walk in, the Knis itself, just to walk into the Beis HaMikdash. And according to the Ravid, at least in Alocha Yud, it seems that there's a lot, the Pasuk means even Chutz the Beis HaMikdash. As long as it's his Mishma, there's a lot even Chutz the Beis HaMikdash.
He's
Miyuchid to be the Kohen.
If
Mishma counts, means that it's not his Mishma. Okay, yeah. The Mishma says lying. I tried to fend for it. Like, it was lying on me and tried to fend for it. Means if the Makdu the Murum, the Mishma says it was Be'ech was Nifkan. Yeah.
What does
that
have to do with Mishma? A Kohen is allowed to be Makdu with his own carbon at any time, even if it's not his Mishma.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe I guess if he's coming to mark of his own carbon, maybe he would have the lava going to derive it, but not. Yeah, but it should even be chutz. I'm just saying this is what the rabbi says. His lashon is you see the rabbi's lashon in Halachah Yud. The Torah says in this pasha. Moshe Rabbeinu also told Aaron and Elazar v'Yisroel after Mises Nadav Avihu that they should not leave the Beis HaMikdash. That you think they're Avelim, they could leave. Moshe Rabbeinu told them they should not leave the Beis HaMikdash. Pentamusu, the Zachir Mises Bezdin, and Kishem Mishkas Hashem Aleichem. The Rambam Peg Beis HaMikdash says this halach is also lab dafka for Aaron and Elazar v'Yisroel. The Rambam says it's nema din l'doyres l'chol kahanim. This halacha goes on all kahanim, even not avelim, any kohen. And the Rambam explains once he starts an avoda, that's what this lav is. When a kohen starts to do an avoda, he's not allowed to hand it off to another kohen and leave. Moshe kohen starts to do shchita, be'etzem, any shchita, you could start shchita and have someone else come over and finish it. Or he starts to do kabbalah sadam. The second avoda is you have to shchita, the kohen is supposed to stand and catch the dam. He's in the middle of catching dam and he wants to let another kohen take over and leave the Beis HaMikdash. The Rambam says this lav goes on every kohen. And the chiddush is again, even on Avelim, even in Einin, even though Aaron and Elazar v'Yisroel were Einanim in Avelim, they also weren't allowed to leave. And the Makkah is also in the Sefer. But the Minchas Chinuch explains, and it's pretty clear in the Rambam, that this lav is only when he started to do the Avodah. If a Kohen was in the Beis HaMikdash, he wasn't doing any Avodah, he's allowed to leave, he doesn't have to stay. But once he starts doing Avodah, he's mechuyev to stay and finish the Avodah. I was thinking that from here, Yevishtuk Osmach, there's a Mayim of the Welt says, it's actually brought down in Rishonim and Achronim, that Maschel Mitzvah Imol Gemar. Someone starts a Mitzvah, we tell him to finish it. I was rather looking, you know, is this in Chazal? I looked on the computer. The search, and it seems that I found it's the Lashon you find in Ibn Bechai, I found it in Pnei Yeshua, the Shulchan Aruch says it also in Erechaim, some Tavkav Pehei, Sevdalet, but it doesn't seem to be a Lashon of Chazal anywhere. I have all the Aruch, this is my own, without searching computer, that the Mesilas Yesharim, Perek Zayin, does say this Lashon, but a little different Nusach, it's a Pachad, the way his Lashon, he brings from a Medrash, and Bereishis Rabbah. The way the Mishnah Shurim says it, the Lashon is Kocha Maschel B'Mitzvah Ve'in Egoimah Yisrael Kovei Yishrei B'Anah B'Chamaslan. It's a pachad, but the Lashon, the way people say it, a Maschel B'Mitzvah Ve'in Molei Gemara, that L'Chair is only in Rishonim, in Achronim. But maybe a Shulchan Aruch is this din in the Torah. The Torah tells the Kohen that when you start to the Avodah, you can't let someone else finish it and leave. You see this in a Maschel B'Mitzvah Ve'in Molei Gemara. I was clearing if it goes on Shechita. It's not so clear because Shechita Betzim is Kshay Bazaar. I can't find a right to this. Does it go even on Shechita? If the Kohen starts to Shechita, is that also called starting Avodah? It is an Avodah. It could be Mephagel doing Shechita if he has the wrong Machshava. It's one of the Avodahs. Not only give it to the Kohen, but they're on the risk of Rav Simon,
but also they get around.
Kippur is called
Avodah. So this will be right in Mechasrenach. Mechasrenach must say a Chiddush that there's no Issa, which may be different than I'm saying about Maschum Mitzvah and Gemara. Mechasrenach wants to say that the lav is not not finished Avodah. The lav is to walk out. He said once he starts to Avodah, Zakhti Mechasrenach, you could give it to another Kohen to finish it. You could start the Shechita or the Kabbalah and let another Kohen finish it. The lav is Yipesach Abai says it's Eiyu. The lav is he's also to walk out. He has to stay there till the Avodah is finished. And he brings the right with. He's right from Vesh Rambam Memes. The Rambam says that that if a kohen is in the middle of a Vaidah and he becomes an oinin is not allowed to finish the Vaidah. A kohen gadol can. A kohen gadol, if he's an oinin, he can finish. But a kohen hegit, if he started a Vaidah, the Rambam says beferish, he gives it to someone else to finish it. But l'chayr, this thing will remain, that he can't walk out of the Beis Hamikdash till the Vaidah is finished. That's his right. Then the Mechassan has a Shein HaChakir. He says, what about an Avodah which has a Shir HaChachila and a Shir B'Dievet? And he gives a Moshe Kabbalah Saddam. The thing is, again, one of the Avodahs, there are four Avodahs of a Karban, Shechita, Kabbalah, Elocha, and Zika. And the second part is Kabbalah. He's supposed to, the Kain, after he does Shechita, he's supposed to stand with a Keli and catch the Dam. So in HaChachila, the Shir is, he's supposed to, with the Reis, in HaChachila, the Shir is supposed to catch all the Dam. And B'Dievet, he yates if he catches enough Dam for Azia, enough Dam for Zika. So what if the Kohen caught enough time just with the Eved? Can he leave then? Is he allowed to leave the Beis Hamikdash at that point? Or do you say, no, he has to stay the whole Shir L'Chachila, the Void L'Chachila. And he blives Sarachin on this topic. So one thing I saw from this Menchus Chinuch is that he, Nemdan for Dover Poshet, that the lav of walking out, Mepesach HaBais HaSeo, the lav of walking out once he starts the Avodah is till the Gemara Avodah goes by each Avodah of the four Avodahs. We look at each one separately. Shechita, Kabbalah, Halacha, V'Ikah. I was claiming as a Shangam. Maybe it means he has to finish all four Avodahs. L'mashal, the Avodahs that are one Maisa, Trumas Adeshen, also is included in the Slav. The Kohen starts to do Trumas Adeshen, he has to finish Trumas Adeshen, he cannot go out. But what about if he starts to do Makav Karban? He just does the Shechita and the Kabbalah. Does he have to stay till he finishes the halacha and the zrika also, or he just has to finish that one of the four that he's doing. He's in the middle of the halacha, he has to finish the halacha. Another kohen can do the zrika. So the mechassinach obviously understood it. It means each part of the avodah. If he starts the shechita, he just has to finish the shechita. If he starts the kabbalah, he just has to finish the kabbalah. And that's why he has a chakira. The shir kabbalah has to be the shir nechachila or the shir b'dieved. But if the way I'm understanding it, maybe that you have to, once you start the avodah, you have to go all the way to the zrika. There's no mokum for the whole chakir. But you see, that's the way the mechassinach understood it. So again, this is the Rambam Shita that the Pesach HaBayis HaSeyu goes on all Kahanim. Not, but the Ravid's Chalik. The Ravid is the Kasha on the Rambam. The process is Beferius. The Pesach HaBayis HaSeyu Pentu Musu Kishem and Mishchas Hashem Aleichem. Time the Ravid, this Lav in the Torah is only on a Meshuach B'Shem and a Mishcha. The Lav was said originally to Aaron and Elazar of Yisama. And even though Elazar of Yisama at that time, even Elazar was a Kohen Head yet, but they were Meshuch B'Shem and Mishcha, because in the beginning, the first Kahanim, they all had to be Nimshach B'Shem and Mishcha. There was no Yerusha yet. The Kahanim that were born afterwards, they had a Yerusha B'Shem and Mishcha. But the time of the Ravid, L'chari, this Lav is only in Meshuch B'Shem and Mishcha. So Me'en L'Nadayrus, it would only be on Kahanim B'Dayrim that were Meshuch B'Shem and Mishcha.
Not
every Kohen. Every Kohen can start a Vayda. He can want to leave, hand it off to another Kohen, and then finish the Vayda, he would be allowed to leave. That's the Ravid Shita. So the Ravid himself says, what about the Sifra that the Rambam is coming from? The Rambam seems to have a Sifra that says that it seems to be for all Kahanim. So the Ravid reads the Sifra differently. He says it's going on by a Sheni. That had he not by a Sheni, we know the Shemana Mishka was Nigna. It's a Gemara Megillah, Daf Tes, and Rashi and Hari, Daf Yedan Chol Beis, that there was no Shemana Mishka by a Sheni. So the Ravid and by a Sheni, even a Kohen Gadol is not Meshuch B'Shem and Mishcha. So the Ravid says that's up is the drasha in the Sefer. You have to understand how we understood it. But he said this drasha in the Sefer came to be Ma'ab Kan Gedolim and by a Sheni. That even though they want Meshuch B'Shem and Mishcha, they Yerusha. They also have a Yerusha of Shem and Mishcha, and that's how it worked for Kan Gedolim. So
Kohen Gadol also Nimshich or no?
In Bayis Rishon,
even all the children of the Kohen Ham Gedolim.
Only the Kohen Gadol was Nimshach. Every new Kohen Gadol was Nimshach, but the Kohanim were not Nimshach.
If their sons became a Kohen Gadol after that, they weren't Nimshach, no?
The sons...
They were also Nimshach?
They were also Nimshach.
No? If there was a Kohen Gadol...
It's a new meaning. And that's the Kohen also, because the Maisa is a new meaning. It's not something that you're wrong with.
So the Achreinim will ask on the Ravid. The Achreinim will ask on the Ravid, like, if you hold that you need Dafka, Meshuch, B'Shem, and a Mishcha, then even Kohen Gadol and Bayis Sheni should not have this lav. And if you hold the Yerusha of the Shem and Mishcha is enough to be called Mishchuch Hashem and Mishcha, then even the Kohen Hedi should have this lav, even in Bayis Vishon or Bayis Sheni. Like, how does the Rebbe understand that he's saying that the din of?
Because the Kohen Gadol has a meaning.
So what's the meaning to Oif?
The meaning is Kohen without the Mishcha. Missing the Mashiach.
But he's called Kishem and Mishcha Hashem Lanechem?
Kohen Hedi, the Doris, it's not missing Mashiach. He doesn't have the Metzias of Mashiach because it's not Shaykh by him because he's born into it. But Kohen Gadol, the Taich says that he's missing the Mashiach, but the Be'etzim he should have a Mashiach. So you make your meaning without a Mashiach, it's up to Torah that even that is Nechol. But it's different than a Kohen Hedi. Kohen Hedi, he's not missing the Mashiach. There is no Mashiach by him.
Okay, I want to say something similar, a little bit different. I'm not sure what you mean by minoy. I want to say something similar. Maisa, you see, this Indian, you have to say that in Bayis Sheni, the Kohen Gadol had also Yerusha. The Maisa, he has Yerusha of Mashiach. The Mashiach goes by Yerusha. That's what we seem to find, that the Mashiach was done in the beginning and it goes by Yerusha. But there's a chilek between the Yerusha of a Kohen Gadol in Bayis Sheni and the Yerusha of a Kohen Hedid. Because we see that in Bayis Rishon, he wasn't semech on the Yerusha. And by Yisrishin, the Kohen Gadol, when you have Shem and Mishcha, the Torah says, you're not Semech and Yisrishin. It's in the right that the Kohen Gadol has to have Binim Shach B'Shem and Mishcha. So, and the Kohen Hedi is Semech and Yisrishin Chachinah. He's Semech and Yisrishin even in by Yisrishin when he had a Shem and Mishcha. So, by Yisrishin, the Yerusha of a Kohen Hedi is Tami Yerusha, but the Yerusha of a Kohen Gadol, you have to say, is a stronger Yerusha. No. All Kohanim have the way Shem and Mishra works was the Moshech the Kohanim the first time, and then every Kohen that was.
Yeah, by Kohen Gadol.
Vice says Kohen Gadol is not Semech on Yerusha.
Where's the Yerusha?
I'm using the word Yerusha. I don't mean the inheritance. It just means that it works with theirs. It works. A person is born from.
What?
I'm talking about Kohanim Yedim, Marshall, right? It's an Indian view. And the Kohen Gadol and Bayis Sheni, I think it's also an interview. The Maisa he's born from a Kohanim that were Nimshach. But the Teretz says
Kohen Gadol doesn't have to be a Ben. It has to be a Ben.
He's a Nimshach from Lazavisam also. He had Shem and Mishra from going up. From the original Shem and Mishra, he was born from that family. So, but that Mashiach in Bayis Sheni is that it's a stronger. When it comes to Kohen Gadol, we look at it like Yerusha B'Poyel, like if it's a stronger Yerusha, because you see he needs a stronger Shem Mashiach. Okay, I'm not really sure what I'm saying. Zichur a chiluk between the Kohen Gadol Bayis Sheni and the Kohen Hedid. The Kohen Hedid in Moshe and Bayis Sheni was no Shem and Mishcha. He mamash has no problem because even when there would be Shem and Mishcha, he doesn't need Shem and Mishcha. The Kohen Gadol, we have a chiddush that tells Machadish that when there is Shem and Mishcha, he's mechuyit Hashem and Mishcha. When there is no Shem and Mishcha, he doesn't need it. So, however you understand that chiluk, it seems maybe that's the chiluk what the Rebbe is saying. The Chaim speaks about also in the Sefer Peg, Beis Ochus speaks about the Shalchah, he speaks about these inyanim. But upon him, we have a machlokes, the Rambam and the Rebbe, also what's the teich of this pasuk of Pesach Chavasis Yitzeyu. According to the Rambam, it goes on all Kohanim. Once they start an avodah, they're not allowed to leave the Beis Hamikdash. And according to the Rebbe, it's only someone who's Mashuach B'Shem and Mishcha. It only goes on the Kohen Gadol. And then the Rebbe is Moide, it goes even on the Kohen Gadol and Bayis Sheni. When there wasn't Shem and Mishcha, he's still considered, how do you understand it, he's still considered Mashuach B'Shem and Mishcha. It has shtickle aura that this whole sugya of mipesach habaisas tseyu. This one of the tayag mitzvahs. One of this lav in the Torah that a kohen gadol cannot, that the kanim or according to the Rambam cannot leave the base of mikdash. It's in the rishonim and it's in the sefra, but it's not mentioned anywhere in shas. You have a lav in the Torah. One of the tayag mitzvahs. I thought it seems to me it's not mentioned anywhere in shas, and I gather gave the shayla to Chaim Kanievsky. And he wrote me back, I was Zecher to Tshuva, he wrote, Loi HaKol Niska B'Shas. Not everything is mentioned in Shas. It's a Gantz, but he said, it's not going to mention it. It's a whole sugya, it's a lav in the Torah, it's one of the Tayag Mitzvahs, you have Mechok Zishayim, it's Gantz of details, we're going through the Ran Mechas Rin Ran. It's Sifri. It's Sifra, it's Tayas Kainim, it's Yishayim Mechayim, but it's not mentioned anywhere in Shas. He says, Loi HaKol Niska B'Shas.
Which lav?
Scare.